Today's episode is brought to you by DB. DB is a Scandinavian brand that makes backpacks and bags to help people on the move stay ready for anything. From the streets to the peaks, DB's gear is travel tested by some of the world's best athletes, adventurers, and creators. Over the past decade, DB has designed and developed, released, and refined the best bags in the market. With DB's patented hookup system, you are able to attach smaller products to your backpack, roller, or tote. And I've used these bags many times throughout my travels, and they are vital. We are teaming up with DB to exclusively offer our listeners 10% off your next purchase by using the code POD10, that's P-O-D-1-0, or going to the link in our show notes. DB, it's time to move on, time to get going.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the host of the Injured List podcast, Brian Scott.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Injured List podcast, NFL weekly injury updates live. Those of you down here in the room, welcome. Hope you hang with me here. Thursday night game's going to be starting soon. We're going to be taking questions, talking about some sports injuries in the NFL here as we get going with Thursday night football leading into week 5. So if you guys are in a fantasy football league and you have some questions or you want some answers, want to know what to do with your favorite athlete or one of your guys on your roster who might be hurt or coming off an injury, this is your chance to ask me, Brian Scott, the healthcare professional, sports injury expert. Thank you for joining the room. This is being brought to you by the Pro Sport Network group here on Clubhouse, as well as Blue Wire Podcasts. And I welcome you to the room. Thank you guys for being here. If you're here accidentally, fear not. Stick it out. You might actually find this entertaining and educational at the same time. If you know somebody you think might be interested other than yourselves, please feel free to ping them into the room. And I think they'd get a lot out of it here. So Thursday night game, we've got Seattle going up against, who are they playing? Man. So lost these days. The Seahawks versus, I don't know, maybe you guys can tell me, huh? Who are they playing? Atik. Come on up.
It's the Rams.
Ah, I knew it. I couldn't think of it. My brain is shot. I've had a long week. I've been in the operating room all week, and it's been a long week. Who do you got tonight?
I got the Seahawks.
And any estimates as to what the score may be?
I think it'll be close. I think it'll be 27-24.
Yeah. You got any of these guys on either team on your roster? Any of their star players on your fantasy rosters? You're doing fantasy football this year?
Yeah, I have three teams, but I think I benched, what's his name today? Cause he's out, but I don't have anybody else going today.
Trying to think if the Rams or the Seahawks, for that matter. I know Carson was a little banged up a few weeks ago, but I think he's been playing through some injuries.
He's out.
Carson, oh, is he out?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Yeah, I think, what was it, a hamstring or a groin injury or something?
I believe so. I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up too. Well, another player that's dealing with a hamstring injury, aside from half the New York Giants offense, is Christian McCaffrey. And talk is here in Charlotte that he might actually be out again. But you never know. Hamstrings are not something to mess around and take lightly. Better safe than sorry, if you ask me. Let's see.
No, 100% agree with you on that.
Let's see if we can find out what's going on with Carson here. I'll take a look online. I've got the game on in the background, by the way, and I like to pop in there every once in a while. Yeah, it looks like he's inactive. And I think it was a hamstring, if I'm not mistaken. Da, da, da. Oh, a neck injury. I'm sorry. Okay. I thought he played through that, but I guess not. Maybe it got significant enough that they didn't want to risk it with the shortened week here which is a big problem when you go from a Sunday game to a Thursday game. Sonny is in the room. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, yeah, no, you already got it. I was just going to add that it's his neck.
Yeah.
He's out for his neck today, yeah.
Not something you want to be messing with. I've seen many a career end due to neck problems. Somehow Peyton Manning was able to come back from not only a neck injury, but he had multiple surgeries, I think, which is quite scary. Spine surgery in and of itself is not something most people want to undergo. And when you start talking about the cervical spine or the neck, very, very scary.
But he was never the same. He didn't have the same arm strength, you know?
Oh, well, I'm sure he had some nerve pathology from all that. And then I don't know exactly what he had done surgically. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point, if not now, he had some type of spinal fusion, because your neck can only take so much trauma and injury before you start developing nerve symptoms and nerve damage. And when you're talking about a cervical spine fusion, you basically lose all mobility in your cervical spine, which makes playing football damn near impossible. Forget about even living normal life. I mean, it's not easy to especially to undergo, but also to bounce back from. So hopefully for Chris Carson, it's nothing serious, but I have seen several other running backs throughout the years who have had their careers significantly shortened due to neck problems. And what's scary about that is if they start having nerve symptoms where they're like losing sensation or numbness and tingling in the hands, or they start developing upper extremity weakness, that's potentially very serious. And if he has to have surgery, that's even more serious and concerning. So hopefully this is just a little bump in the road and it's just a little bit of some time off given the short week here, and it's not anything serious.
I was actually just researching. It says it's a long-term condition that can flare up. So
yeah,
something to watch out for.
That's not good. He's probably got some either arthritis or like some type of disc pathology that may be flaring up on him. One common neck injury that you hear a lot about in football is what's called stingers. And stingers are related to the plexus of nerves that exit out your cervical spine or your neck and then run through your shoulder. And that's usually an injury that occurs due to either traction or compression on the neck and shoulder simultaneously. A lot of times, I hate to say it, the guys who get it the most are usually the cornerbacks, because they just don't tackle well. They're just, I feel like in the NFL, it's actually worse than in other levels. The tackling in the NFL sometimes is really shoddy. And that could be something that leads to the injury. So technique is important when it comes to tackling, believe it or not. It's not just kill the man with the ball. There's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And the wrong way to do it will usually end an injury. And stingers are very common. Now, those are usually temporary, transient injuries. They don't usually create any major long-term damage, but they can linger and cause guys to come out and miss some time if they haven't recovered quickly. So, but sounds like what Chris Carson's got going on is a lot more chronic than that, which, like I said, hopefully is nothing serious. So I'm trying to think. I don't really have anybody else listed in this game that's out with any major injuries, unless you guys know of any. There's definitely a lot of stuff going on around the league. And if anybody has any questions about some other guys in the league, maybe you've got some of these other players that aren't playing tonight on your fantasy roster, good time to ask. I know I've got a few. I've got, what's his name from the Giants, the receiver, Darius Slayton. Him and like two other guys on the Giants are currently dealing with some hamstring injuries. As we mentioned earlier, Christian McCaffrey is also one of them. So, you know, the Giants receivers and Christian McCaffrey have already missed 1 week. Talk is that they're probably going to miss a second, although Christian McCaffrey apparently is doing well and actually did some limited practicing this week, but I would still be surprised if he actually suits up and gets in there. Again, hamstrings are tricky, man. Couple of other injuries to report, maybe you guys have heard about or have some more questions about. And this goes to anybody in the audience. If you're down there and you have questions or you want to come up on stage, raise your hand. I'll be happy to move you up. We've heard Ben Roethlisberger has some type of hip injury. His star tight end, or one of his star players, Chase Claypool, out with a hamstring. David Montgomery, running back for the Bears, is currently out with some type of knee sprain. Sounds like it's probably more significant than they thought, but not season-ending, won't require surgery. So good news, I guess, on that front. But if you had Montgomery, and the Bears are struggling in that department anyway, or already as it is, that's not good for them. Joe Mixon, running back for the Bengals, apparently went down with a significant ankle sprain. Will probably miss some time. And this is a guy that came out of the gates this year on fire and was playing really well, and then got taken down last week, had to miss the game. Well, he got taken out during the game, if I'm not mistaken, and missed some time. And sounds like it's not a high ankle sprain, which is good, but it's still significant enough that he'll probably miss a few weeks. Problem is, this guy just missed a bunch of time last year with a foot injury, came back this year, missed a lot of weeks with a foot injury last year, and was having a good year. Hopefully he doesn't derail his season here. But, you know, I'm a staunch believer in that the earlier some of these things happen and the earlier you get a handle on it, the better off you'll be for the rest of the season. So hopefully that's the case for Joe Mixon. I just want to let you guys know you're listening to the Injured List podcast live, NFL weekly injury updates. I try to do them every Thursday around 7:15-ish, right before the Thursday night kickoff game. That way, if anybody has any questions, last-minute decisions to make regarding their fantasy roster, want to know some injury updates or get some information about their injury so you can make a better educated guess as to what a guy's going to do, this is your chance to ask me. I am a certified licensed healthcare professional working in orthopedic sports medicine for almost 20 years now, not in all, in two different capacities, one as an athletic trainer and then now and for a long time as a physician assistant. So I've got experience being on the sidelines in the locker rooms, in the doctor's office, in surgery, you name it. I've pretty much seen it when it comes to this stuff. So I can, I can provide a little bit of background information and some more specific information to some of the injuries that happens, and hopefully give you guys some information so that you can make a better decision based on some of the reports out there in the media that you hear about these guys with injuries, so that you're not just kind of going off the whim of a reporter who's giving you second, third, fourth-hand knowledge about what the injury may or may not be and what the timeline for return will be and how accurate that may be. All right, Darren, welcome, man. You're raising your hand. Let's come up on stage. You have a question?
Yeah, you said you were in Charlotte, all right?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right, so Christian McCaffrey. I know you talked about him briefly already.
Yep.
But it is a hamstring, and it's nothing brief about the time frame on the hamstring.
Absolutely not.
So soft tissue injuries can last for a long time. I happen to have them in one of my fantasy leagues, and really, you know, you draft him number one, and then you don't pick again till pick 20.
Yeah.
Right. So my second running back is really not able to carry the load. So how long do you? I mean, do I wait before trying to make a trade, waiting on Christian McCaffrey to come back?
Oh, well, you're not talking about trading him, though.
No, of course
yeah.
not.
I mean, I think there's several things that kind of factor into this decision, right? I mean, you got to look at the rest of your roster. Can your other guys kind of pick up the slack if he's not in there? You know, and maybe some of the other skilled positions like receiver, tight end, quarterback. Look at your schedule. Are you in a head-to-head league?
No.
Well, that helps because I'm in a head-to-head league and I get killed every time I lose guys due to injury if the other team is going to beat me at that particular position. So it hurts me maybe more than it would hurt you. But I would take a look at the rest of your roster. Take a look at the games that each of those skilled position players you have who rack up points for you, who they're playing against. And look at that, you know, going ahead the next few weeks. I can tell you that hamstring injuries, depending on the severity, and it sounds like Christian McCaffrey's is pretty mild, can still sometimes take 3-4 weeks. Now, apparently he's feeling better, and from what I read today, it sounds like he was involved in limited practice. But, you know, we're already at Thursday, and, you know, I don't even know who they play this weekend. Do you know offhand?
No, I don't.
Let's take a look real quick here.
See if you can beat me to it.
Because that, I think, is also going to factor into the medical team and the coaching staff's decision.
Sorry?
Who the Panthers play this week?
They play Philly.
Philly. So, I mean, I think they can probably handle Philly very easily, and I don't think they're going to jeopardize McCaffrey making this hamstring worse and re-aggravating it and then possibly losing him to several more weeks. They did a good job last year with him managing that high ankle sprain. Unfortunately, it was a lot of weeks that he missed, but with high ankle sprains, you have to take that much time. Hamstrings are not that much different. They're a different injury, but they also are something that can very easily get re-aggravated if not given proper time to heal. My guess is if he does play this week, that he's depending on the outcome or how the game progresses, we might see him in a more limited role. If either the Panthers go up or they go down by a significant margin and it gets late in the game, you're probably not going to see him take him as many snaps. So you might not get out of him what you normally would get on a healthy week. So for that reason, you might want to just hold off on pulling the trigger on a trade for at least another week or so. Because if he's doing limited practicing already, that's a good sign. It means he's probably feeling really good. But until he really pushes it at game speed, those hamstrings, you never really know what you're going to get.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if I was the Panthers, I mean, with them line up in a matchup against Philly as a team, forget throw fantasy aside. I mean, you have Sam Darnold. He's playing out of his mind right now.
He is. Yeah, he's playing great. I
can't imagine him being in a better situation right now. He's got a roster full of amazing talent. So DJ Moore is playing out of his mind. So he's just dotting people up left and right, and Philly's having nothing but problems. So if I was the Panthers an organization, and if we were on the line of trying to determine whether we're going to play Christian or not, we sit them this week. You know, we don't really need them. I don't think they really need them. So
I couldn't agree with you more. And let's not forget the defense. The defense is playing excellent as well. They're ranked in like the top four in almost every statistical category. They're looking really good. They are in a very good position right now. I don't think they're going to play with fire with him and possibly get burnt because it's a long season. Don't forget, we got an extra week this year, 17 games. We're only at week five. You know, they did a good job. I was actually very pleased from a healthcare provider perspective of how they managed him last year with those injuries. They did not rush him back. And if you know the Giants, as I'm a Giant fan, unfortunately, Saquon had a high ankle sprain 2 years ago before he tore his ACL. Giants tried to get him back like within 3-4 weeks. It did not go well. He ended up having to sit down again. He was never the same player that year. Comes back the following year, blows out his knee. Whether or not the two related, probably not. But it just goes to show you, like, it doesn't matter how elite you are and how much resources you have to get better. Certain injuries just take a long time to get better, and you can't change the physiology behind that.
Cool. Do you have any insider information? You're in the medical field, so any better understanding of what Carolina's getting, Stephon Gilmore?
I don't. Unfortunately, I don't have any insider information. Probably never will, and that's okay. I don't need it to know what I know.
He has a torn quad muscle, right?
Well, I mean, it must be significant enough that he the one that just got released?
Well, they were talking about releasing him, but then they traded him to Carolina last time I checked.
Oh, was it a trade? And that was, let me see.
For a 6th-round pick.
He was supposed to, but supposedly he was coming off of the player unable to perform list or whatever. Is that correct? Let me take a look.
They projected him to be able to play like week 7 or 8, I think, of this year.
Oh yeah, he was on the physically unable to perform list, and then it was supposed to be reactivated week 6. This is a really slippery slope when stuff like this happens. This is when insider knowledge becomes really critical. So coming off an injury, if a guy's on a physically unable to perform list, in order for them to get back out there, in order for a trade to go through, they're going to get a physical screening by the organization's orthopedic team. So, and when that, what that involves is a very extensive workup. They're going to do MRIs, CAT scans, X-rays, you name it, physical exam. Before they might even actually put him through a series of physical tests to kind of see where he's at. So depending on the injury, and I'm trying to see here what it was. That's somebody else. You know, he might be worth taking a gamble on if if the physical plays out okay, because they just lost their young up-and-coming corner Horn to a fractured foot, which sounds like he's going to miss significant amount of time with, because I think he actually even underwent surgery. So, I mean, it might be worth taking a risk on. I mean, like I said, their defense, the rest of their defense is playing very well. So this might be one of those things. If they can get a few weeks out of this guy and just kind of get them where they need to be and keep them where they need to be, it might be worth doing it. Even if he isn't 100%, if he's even, you know, 85 to 90% of what he was before, for some guys, that can be still better than what you would find in a young rookie coming out of college, or, you know, even a wily kind of veteran who's bounced around a little bit. Sometimes physically, player at 85 to 90% is better than most players at 100, unfortunate to say. But yeah, I'm not exactly sure what his injury was. I'm trying to find it here. See. But it might, you know, this might be a good gamble that will pay off for them. Let's see. What was his injury? I'm trying to find out. Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes when you have a player that's out with an injury that's about to get taken off of the physically unable to perform list, who's then considered or dangled out there for a trade. You can bet anything that they are going to do a very thorough orthopedic screening and physical exam on these guys before they agree to anything on paper. Some of this stuff that you hear in the news is prior to any of that happening. So there's always a chance that these trades might not actually go through. I mean, he's 31, can't play until week 7 because he was on the physically unable to perform list, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he's not physically unable to perform. There are rules that state when you go on that list, it's for a specified amount of time, and no matter what your status is, you can't come off of it, that list, until week X, whatever that may be. I guess this year it's week 6 or 7 or whatever. So it doesn't always mean that he's not able to do stuff, and that when he comes off that list, he's basically starting from zero. It just means that by rule, he can't be activated to play until week 6 or 7. So yeah, good question, Darren. I hope that clarifies some stuff up for you. All right, let's take gotta pause real quick here. Gotta wet my palate. Throat's like dying today. But we'll be back in just a second.
This is the Injured List Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Are you interested in being a guest on the show? Or do you know someone who would make a good guest? Want Brian Scott to be on your show? If so, share the podcast with your friends or drop us a line and we will get back to you right away. Email us at theinjuredlist411@gmail.com or visit our website at www.theinjuredlist.com.
All right, welcome back, guys. Injured List Live, NFL Injury Updates, Week 5. We got another person up to the stage here. Yahi, did I say that right?
Yes.
What's up, man? Right. How can I help you?
I'm from the Middle East, so
okay.
I have an accent, basically.
No worries, no worries. All good here.
Thanks, man. Just about my two players, Jarvis Landry and apparently Baker. Baker Mayfield also has an injury.
Okay.
Checking up on both in case you have any news about them.
Jarvis Landry. Where do I begin with Jarvis Landry?
It's a knee injury.
Yeah, you know, so whenever you're looking at these guys at this level, yeah, you have to take into account their history, right? Jarvis, I feel like, is always banged up at some point in the season. And they're saying now that he's on injured reserve, which means he's going to be out for a finite amount of time. I don't know exactly how long that is, but whenever a player goes on IR, it's usually for a specific amount of time, and they cannot be activated until that time has gone up. So what that tells me, though, is it's probably pretty significant, because in order to go on IR, that means they're trying to free up a roster spot to put somebody else in his place and fill that roster spot. So it must be significant enough. Now, apparently, he's got some type of knee sprain or knee ligament injury. It sounds like he might miss at least 3 games because he's put on IR, but that doesn't mean he can't miss more. It depends on what structurally he injured. I'm trying to look at reports here as we're talking to see if I can find anything more about what exactly his knee injury is. Here we go. It looks like he sprained his MCL, which doesn't require surgery, so that's good news, but it can take a little while for these to get better. If it's a mild to moderate sprain, you're probably looking about 4 to 6 weeks, which means being on the IR and missing 3 games is probably realistic. I think that he'll be doing rehab and therapy all along that time, and he should be able to come back probably within a 4 to 6 week time frame. So he might miss, he's going to miss 3 games if he's on IR. He may miss up to 4 to 6, but we'll have to see what he's doing and how he feels once he gets back after that IR stint. But a lot of times that happens because the injury is significant enough that they know he's not going to be back and he's going to be forced to miss time. So they put him on IR to free up a roster spot so they can go ahead and pull somebody up off the practice squad or sign a free agent temporarily to fill the void. Let's see. Baker Mayfield has some type of shoulder injury. It sounds like it might be a labral tear.
Left shoulder, right? Not the right one.
Is it his, let's see. Yeah, it's not his throwing shoulder. So I don't see that really being a big deal. It shouldn't affect him actually on the field at all, to be honest. Plenty of guys probably playing right now with a labrum tear in their non-throwing shoulder in baseball, football, any throwing sport for that matter. It usually doesn't cause any major issues unless it's related to some type of shoulder instability problem, which it doesn't sound like it is. Sounds like when they interviewed him, he was kind of downplaying the injury. And that to me tells me that it's probably not going to affect him.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, labrum injuries. I mean, there's a lot of different variation in labrum injuries of the shoulder. When it really becomes an issue is when you're talking about whether it's the throwing shoulder. In baseball, it poses a big problem, and it usually causes a guy to be shut down and possibly need surgery. When you're talking about football, the mechanics are slightly different. So even if it was his throwing shoulder, there's a chance it might not affect him much. You know, Drew Brees had played with a labrum injury in his shoulder for a while before he ended up having surgery. His injury was slightly different because it was related to like a shoulder dislocation or subluxation, which is a little bit different. So his might have been more significant. With Baker's, it's hard to say whether that was due to a specific injury or that could have been something that kind of gradually developed over time. But there's a lot of different variations in labrum injuries in the shoulder. Not all of them require surgery. And if it's a non-dominant arm, a lot of times they can just be managed conservatively with some therapy and treatments, and it doesn't cause guys to miss much time usually. Whether it's the dominant arm or not is what really kind of poses the issue. So, especially at the quarterback position. But don't forget, you know, they're not throwing every single play for, hundreds and hundreds of passes. I mean, at the most, they'll probably do like 30 passes a game or so, you know, depending on the quarterback and the team.
Thanks
but
to Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
That does help too, right? Like having a good running back.
Yes, definitely. Man.
Definitely will take some pressure off him and not have to him to worry about it. Yeah, good point.
Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
It's already 2:43 a.m. out here.
Oh, man, you're a late night guy. Hey, well, what time does the game start over there then? 3?
Oh, man, oh, my God. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine I watch football games around 2, 3, 4 a.m. sometimes. If I'm lucky, like it's an afternoon game over there in the U.S., basically that means like 8 p.m. here. And I report to duty usually at 7 a.m. So,
oh, jeez.
Management.
And, you know, I'm on the East Coast in the United States, and I'm complaining about some games starting on the West Coast late.
Tell me about it, man.
Forget it. I'm not complaining anymore.
At 3 a.m., man.
I'm not going to complain anymore. You put things in perspective.
Yeah, I work in a contact center, so basically I'm accustomed basically to waking up early, waking up late, you know, shifts, changing shifts, but...
Where are you in?
In the state of Qatar.
Okay,
and
yeah.
It's worth it, man, I'm telling you. But by the way, you have NFL fans in the Middle East. So.
That's cool. Yeah, hey, we try to...
just to say.
Oh, I believe it, man. It's a world sport, just like any other sport.
See, Joe, I just followed you and hit follow to the club as well.
Yeah, sure. So I see you got a Cleveland Browns logo here. I take it that's your team. How did you end up coming to like the Cleveland Browns?
I just saw a document when I was like a teenager about Jim Brown, you know? And that's...
That'll do it.
I think that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll make anybody a Browns fan.
Okay.
Yeah, he was an exceptional athlete. Not just in football, too. That's the thing a lot of people don't realize, just how much of an athlete he was.
From time to time, you know, Steve Harvey also cracking jokes about them, so I had to check up on them. Anyway.
Well, the Browns are actually relevant. It's been a long time, but they're relevant
yes,
again.
Man.
Yeah.
Imagine, I purchased the ticket, actually, to the Lions game on November 21st, and I'm trying to go. And we'll see how it goes.
Well, good luck, man. I hope you're able to get there. It should be a lot of fun.
Thank you.
A different experience. I don't know if they have anything like it in Qatar, but...
Definitely not.
Well, thanks for popping on. Stay with us if you want. You're more than welcome
definitely.
To hang out and
just,
ask some more questions if anything comes
followed
up.
Followed you and followed the club, so
great.
See you next time.
All right, great, man. I'll move you back down to the audience, but if you have a question, please raise your hand again. I'll pull
no
you back
worries.
Up. Okay.
No thanks.
Well, that's cool. Our first international question from what I know. At least. And he's a Cleveland Browns fan. Go figure. But, you know, I had some good questions because there's a couple of concerning injuries with the Browns with Baker Mayfield and Jarvis Landry. Sounds like Jarvis's injury is much more significant, though. And I think, I know he's going to miss more time. Baker's is to his non-throwing shoulders. Not a big deal. But, yeah, Jarvis, you know, he's been hurt constantly, I feel like, since he's gotten in the league. I've had him on my fantasy team for, like, at least 2 years. Not consecutively, and every time he's a big disappointment. And I thought last year with Odell Beckham Jr. going down with the knee injury that Jarvis would step up and maybe have like a breakout year. Didn't really happen. Baker seems to go to other guys, I think, first, even when Jarvis is out there and healthy. And maybe there's a reason for that. I don't know. But anyway, you guys were listening to the Injured List podcast here on Pro Sport Network on Clubhouse. Thanks for joining us. And if you are new to the room and you have questions about NFL injuries, you want some updates or in general information about some of your favorite players, either on your fantasy team or just as a fan, and you want to ask, now's your chance. We've got some people that have been hanging out in the room and asked some great questions. I've got other people that are hanging out in the room. If you have a question, raise your hand. I'll pull you up. Feel free to jump in. And I am recording this. It's going to be a podcast. It'll be out tomorrow morning. So if you miss it, no worries. You can always listen to it again. If you have some friends that think you think might benefit from the information we're talking about here, they can listen to it tomorrow too. It'll be recorded and published tomorrow morning. You can check out my website at theinjuredlist.com. I've got all of my previous episodes on there. And Tuesdays, I usually do a live sports talk on Facebook Live called the Devil's Advocate Sports Talk. So if you haven't checked that out, it's a lot of fun. I come on there and do some injury updates and general sports talk as well. I'm a guest on several podcasts too. You can see those on my website. Follow me on Twitter or Instagram or here on Clubhouse. And I'll usually post some updates about those episodes when they get released. So we've got the game on tonight, the Rams against the Seahawks, which should be a good one. I think both of these teams match up really well. Chris Carson's probably the biggest name on either team that's currently out with an injury. He's got a neck injury. It sounds like it's a chronic neck problem that may have been aggravated recently. And so they're sitting him, and not unusual given the fact that it's a Thursday night game. Sure, it's a shortened week. That often will play into the decision-making when it comes to sitting a guy with an injury. So I'm not surprised by it. With a chronic problem, you don't want it to linger. So if you can get him a night off here and have him back for the following week, that's probably in the team's and his best interest. So if anybody else has any questions, feel free to raise your hand. You're listening to the Injured List podcast here on Clubhouse.
You're listening to the Injured List podcast with your host, Brian Scott, your go-to resource for all sport injury-related topics. For show notes and other resources, visit theinjuredlist.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, everybody. Well, if you're in the room and you want to ask a question, raise your hand. I've got that feature on. Feel free to ask me anything that has to do with sports-related injuries. The primary focus of the room is on the NFL injury updates heading into week five here as we get ready for kickoff of the Thursday night game, which will be happening soon. So, yeah. Now, we do this every Thursday through the Pro Sport Network here on Clubhouse, usually about 7:15-ish. We try to get started and appreciate you guys tuning in and asking questions. So feel free to ping anybody into the room that you think might find this interesting. Feel free to follow me here on Clubhouse and tell your friends to follow us as well. And check back in from time to time for the NFL injury updates.
This is the Injured List podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Are you interested in being a guest on the show? Or do you know someone who would make a good guest? Want Brian Scott to be on your show? If so, share the podcast with your friends or drop us a line and we will get back to you right away. Email us at theinjuredlist411@gmail.com or visit our website at www.theinjuredlist.com.